and sins in my life that I haven't noticed before, and renounce them from the heart. But I definitely need him to change me, because I certainly can't do it myself. I'm asking him for help. I noticed that I'd been wasting time and getting off track. The terrible scourge of distraction. And I was not happy with myself. So I went to the Lord saying, Lord, I am terribly sorry for wasting time and getting off track, not praying as I should. Please forgive me. I know I do not deserve this forgiveness. I don't want to be this way. Please change me. Lord, indeed I am but a foolish woman. But from my heart, I am sorry I hurt you. So sorry. And this all came about on Sunday when we were all getting Rhema cards, then we share our Rhema cards. One of the Rhema cards that I got was, you let me down. Oh goodness, I just about, my knees just about collapsed under me when I saw that, and I thought, no, my heart fell when I saw it, because you're so good, Lord. Never should I be so careless. The Lord began, you are not praying and communing with me, Claire. That is one reason why you fell. And that's true, I have been extremely busy lately. But I have to put him before my busyness, and I haven't been doing that. Yes, I see that, Lord, and I see that I'm making excuses left and right to blame it on the enemy. Jesus replied, of course he had something to do with it, but you weakened yourself by not spending time with me. I listened to your thoughts. I don't know how to pray. It's so much work to get a response, and then I'm not sure. And what he's talking about there is in my private prayer, not when I put messages out. That's different. He speaks to me very clearly and quickly in that way, most of the time. time. But I'm talking about in my spare time when I'm with him and I'm trying to be quiet and close to him. I've been very restless. He continued, my beloved prayer, I do forgive you. The most painful thing to me was your absence, as if I didn't even exist. And the thoughts that you had, that I was too much work and even boring, waiting for me. Where did you depart from me, my love? How did you become so cold that it was not worth the wait to be with me? Please tell me, Lord, I'm horrified that I could even think such thoughts. Where has this indifference come from? It's terrible. I was standing in the kitchen heating up my coffee and I thought I heard, it's the little things. In other words, when I feel impelled to do something, you know how it is. When you feel like the Lord is nudging you, tapping you on the shoulder, do this for me, please, and brush it off or ignore it. That's indifference, selfishness, pride, which severs something in our deep connection. Then I become more shallow and self-absorbed. What are the sins here? Callous indifference? Making little of a prompting from the Holy Spirit? When I should respond in joyful obedience, no matter how big or how little the thing is. Lord, please tell me if there is a name for this kind of curse. It is definitely presumption, I know that, but I hear sloth, indifference, laziness. Instead of responding with joy that I'm being led of the Spirit of God, if it's not convenient for me in just that moment, I push it to the side carelessly. It's like I don't really care what he wants. I've got my own thing going. And you're in the community when I come around a certain individual and I ask for their help with something, they almost always push me back and resist helping. Now I see clearly. I have done the same thing, but to our precious Savior. What a tragedy for the Lord to see the expression on my face and hear the intonation of my voice. I'm too busy with my own concerns. I can't help you, Lord. What a terrible thing that is. Please help me get to the bottom of it, Lord, and help me to change. You, Jesus, are so loving and tender, so mighty, yet merciful. I have truly sinned against you, and I am ashamed of the way I've treated you. Saint Joseph, Blessed Mother, and Jesus, help me, please, to change my life, which up until now I find lacking. The Lord very gently began to speak me. What you have discovered about yourself is a common theme in the modern church. As it is written, in the last days, men's hearts will grow cold. This is what you're struggling with, beloved. It is not altogether your fault, although you do have the insight and power to change it now. This is why I want trysting time with you, Claire. I want to romance you, sweet bride, to restore to you the fiery heart within you. There are many factors that go into fueling this fire, as you can see. Most Christians are operating way below their capacity to love me. The world allures them into many activities and fascinations which appeal to them. How can I compete with the world? I can't. So I must wait until the world has lost its luster and they have run out of rabbit trails. You were this way and can still be this way when something strikes your fancy, such as spinning wool, learning about mushrooms and other things that are nothing but fewer distractions sent by the enemy to draw you away from your work and away from me. And unfortunately, many times it works. Lord, why then did you make the world so beautiful? How can we pass by this beauty? He continued, you may worship me when you see beauty, but do not engage it. Do not fall for its charm. This takes practice and discipline. Always let beauty reflect back and draw you to your Creator. Beloved, what you struggle with is common to man. I understand that. So I am so very appreciative when you return thanks to me and keep your focus on me. There are many different levels of wonder and enjoyment from my creation, and many different responses. But those who hunger and thirst for me are not overcome by them. It is a discipline that a soul is happy to embrace, even to run from those things that are pleasurable so they do not get snagged. But when you do get snagged, pray and ask to be delivered, and you will receive help. You are here to lead the captives to freedom, not to join them in their captivity. My people, the more pleasures of this world and your body that you give up, the more I will fill you with my spirit, and the deeper intimacy we will enjoy together. I want you to be free as a lark in this world, flying through it, not as a citizen, but as a stranger commissioned to do greater things. And when you allow yourselves to be captivated by its beauty or excitement, your senses become dulled, and things of the spirit lose their savor. The more you divest yourself of these attachments, the more of me you will have. I cannot fill a vessel that is restless continuing pastime, I must have all of you. That is why you dress the way you dress and live the way you live. But even in that, dissatisfaction can sneak up on you and make you long for the leeks back in Egypt. It takes a while to relish only spiritual things and cast off every practice that does not bring you closer to me. This comes through trial and error, and being extra vigilant over your heart and what is prone to attach itself to. At first, this may feel like the dulling of the senses, but after a while, it becomes habit, and you avoid those things that can lead you astray. Dear Lord, it is well worth the effort. When I first made the move in my heart to be attached only to you, I stumbled many times. But the way you revealed yourself to me, and the times we spent together, made it so worthwhile that I continue to remove pleasures from my life. Jesus replied, pride and independence are the enemies of this life. Humility and obedience fortify you to carry more gifts and love me more deeply. It is a costly effort to begin to live this life, but it is one you will never regret. Beware of the little foxes, the times you pass me by when you get a nudge to do something for me. As you yield yourself more and more to my will or my inclinations, you will become more like me. Sanctity is like climbing a stairway to heaven. Each step leads to another, bringing you closer. And conversely, every act of indifference and self-will brings you one step down, closer to being earthbound. So it stands to reason that you take advantage of every opportunity to go upwards. But then you will encounter levels where you and we're looking from where you came from. You will be so happy you're no longer there. Claire, the little foxes ruin the vine. Beware of the little things. I collect each sacrifice you make in a holy vial and turn them into the purest love. You are not alone in this journey. I will help you all the way. Only obey.